From my private website, The Sun Series, parts 25U through 25Z, posted on my private website in September of 2019.
Part 25U, Time versus Days on the Flat Earth. Do not confuse time in hours and minutes with days. A day is a measure of distance, not time. Take a racetrack and it representing one revolution of the sun or one day. One lap around the racetrack or the distance traveled is what a lap is measuring. The car or sun has to travel around the track 260 times, or the total distance traveled to finish the race. The speed the car travels does not matter in the context of finishing the race or the 260 laps. A fast blue car will only finish the race faster. But it has to complete the distance of 260 laps, regardless of its speed or time, to finish the race. Whereas a slow red bus will take longer to finish the 260 laps. But in either vehicle, it has to complete the total distance of 260 laps to finish. The time it takes to complete the total distance of 260 laps only matters on who gets to the finish line first. Regardless if the fast blue car finishes the race in 1 hour and the slow red bus in 10 hours, they both have to travel the total distance of the 260 laps to finish the race. To sum up, the speed of the car or sun is measured in time, hours and minutes. The length of the day or one revolution of the sun or lap is measured in distance traveled. The car or sun must travel the total distance of 260 laps or revolutions to finish the race, regardless of the time it took to finish. Next video, part 25V, length of a circle on the flat earth. Part 25V, length in a circle on the flat earth. Take a running racetrack. The lanes for a lap are not equal. The inside lane is a shorter distance than the outside lane. So they will stagger the runners at the start to make up for the difference in length of the lanes for a lap. Starting on the inside lane of the track, if you are traveling in a spiral to get to the center of the stadium, the total distance that needs to be traveled is less. Conversely, starting on the outside lane of the track, if you are traveling in a spiral to get to the outside of the stadium, the total distance that needs to be traveled is greater. What is the difference between distances of going to the center, north pole, of a circle, or to the outside of a circle, South Antarctic flip ring? Bet you wish you paid attention in geometry and trigonometry right about now. Good thing y'all found me. The answer is in the Bible. Read me. Traveling in a spiral outward from the outside lane or the Tropic of Capricorn to the South Antarctic flip ring. Time times and half time. Traveling in a spiral inward from the inside lane, or the Tropic of Cancer, to the North Pole at the center. The inverse of time times and half time. Inverse, noun, something that is the opposite or reverse of something else. Yeah, the coding right in your face, the flag of the English or Anglos or Angles or Angels, the Union Jack. I told you I was going to make you think. Next video, part 25W, The Two Suns on the Flat Earth. Part 25W, The Two Suns on the Flat Earth. As above, so below. Let's start by clarifying the two different types of EMCOs. First, the blue sky and blue sun EMCO. Sun focal point in blue sky to red sky, EMCO. equals sun focal point at Tropic of Cancer, moving inward or north to center / north pole. We'll call this inward EMCO Cancer. Cancer EMCO, shorter time in total hours. But the sun focal point still has to revolve the 260 laps or days. Cancer EMCO equals sun / focal point, small, fast, blue car. Or a shrinking, tightening, small, fast, hotter, blue neutron star in their model. Cancer EMCO, shrinking blue sun focal point. Our current blue sky sun focal point in our dome. Second, the red sky and red sun, EMCO. Sun focal point in red sky to blue sky, EMCO, equals sun / focal point at Tropic of Capricorn moving outwards or south to the Antarctic flip ring. We'll call this outward EMCO Capricorn. Capricorn EMCO, longer time in total hours. But the sun / focal point still has to revolve the 260 laps or days. Capricorn EMCO equals sun / focal point, large, slow, red bus. Or a growing, widening, large, slow, cooler, red giant star in their model. Capricorn EMCO equals growing red sun / focal point. Or Nibiru, the destroyer. Not a rogue planet, but a sun / focal point cooling, slowing, and moving outwards. Where is the expanding, growing, giant red sun, or Nibiru, the destroyer? The current red sky, sun / focal point, in the dome below us. Our brethren of the other half of the sphere we live in, opposite of us. Our world, blue sky, on the top. Their world, below us, red sky, on the bottom. Our dome, Cancer, EMCO. The dome below us, Capricorn, EMCO. After the coming EMCO, it will flip. Our dome will become red sky. The dome below, the blue sky. as above, so below. Every Capricorn EMCO will begin with the Nibiru Red Giant Sun / focal point. Conversely, every Cancer EMCO will begin with the Blue Star Sun / focal point.
I have something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Next video, part 25X, Death of a Sun on the Flat Earth. Part 25X, Death of a Sun on the Flat Earth. How do you filter and weed through all there, the controllers, lies, and see the truth? By listening to their coded messages. They communicate amongst themselves through media. April 10th, 2019, they, the controllers, had this infrared image of the first, quote, black hole, end quote, image ever captured on every media outlet for days. What was the message they were conveying? The death of a sun. Let's see what they say in their model and then filter through all their BS to see the message. A black hole. The end of the life cycle of a star or sun. A red giant star / sun continues to grow and becomes a super red giant star / sun and explodes as a supernova. Then it collapses into a black hole and no light can escape. Red giant sun to super red giant sun to massive explosion in the form of a supernova to a black hole that emits no light. Or the coding. A red sun expanding and growing until it explodes, and then darkness. So why the coded message that bombarded all the media about the first ever, quote, black hole, end quote, image ever captured? A confirmation of their cataclysm and timeline. A message for all their members to see. The Capricorn EMCO. Wink. Next video, part 25Y, two sides to every coin on the flat earth. Part 25Y, two sides to every coin on the flat earth. First off, I would like to apologize to all the actual hyenas. I just needed a representation for the metaphor. But Brian, why are they coding for the Capricorn MCO if we're going into the Cancer MCO? Because it is the only thing the controllers know and remember. The controllers are preparing for the last, quote, war, end quote, they fought. The last cataclysm that wiped out society. The Capricorn MCO. However, the masters are preparing for the next, quote, war, end quote. The masters know that every coin or disc has two sides. But the controllers only know of one side of the coin or disc. Or only one side of the medallion.
I can't figure out how Bellick did it. Where do you get a copy of the headpiece? There are no pictures, no duplicates of it anywhere.
I tell you only what I saw with my own eyes. A headpiece like that one, except around the edges, which were rougher. In the center, the Frenchman had embedded a crystal, and surrounding the crystal, on one side, there were raised markings, just like that one.
They made the calculations in the map room?
This morning. We look in the boss German, Dietrich. When they came out of the map room, they gave us a new spot in which to dig. Out away from the camp.
The well of the souls, huh?
Come, look here, look. Sit down. Come, sit down.
What is it?
This is a warning not to disturb the Ark of the Covenant.
What about the height of the staff, though? Did Bellick get it off of here?
Yes, it is here. This was the old way. This means 6 kadam high.
About 72 inches.
Wait! And take back 1 kadam to honor the Hebrew God whose ark this is.
You said their headpiece only had markings on one side. Are you absolutely sure?
Bellick's staff is too long.
They're digging in the wrong place.
I am the monarch of the sea. I am the ruler of the...
bad dates.
The controllers have been preparing for the wrong EMCO. For 18 years, they have been preparing for the Capricorn EMCO, or the last, quote, war, end quote, they fought. The controllers are digging in the wrong place. And in turn, have the wrong or poisoned, quote, date, end quote. The controllers, or the monkey in the suit that betrayed the people, dies because of the wrong, quote, date, end quote, that was poisoned by the one-eyed man. The Capricorn EMCO coding, the wrong code for the controllers. The Cancer EMCO coding, the code within the code, or opposite and correct coding for the masters. The incorrect message for their controller minions, and the correct opposite message for the master's coding. The quote, black hole, end quote, coding, a dual message and a double cross. Next video, part 25Z, the double cross on the flat earth. Part 25Z, double cross on the flat earth. Matthew 19:23-24, King James Version. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. The Master, or the King. The Controllers. So why the double cross? The masters fear and use the controllers. Just like the controllers fear and use us. The king would never share its kill or share its secrets with the scavengers. The masters deplore the controllers and don't trust them. Controllers are the worst because they have no loyalty, even to their own kind. Yes, he is eating his own. The masters will make sure none of the controllers make it through the EMCO. Eliminating the only real competition and threat to the master's power after the chaos ensues. And the controller's purpose will have been fulfilled prior to the EMCO taking place. No more control needed in the red sky, and even the king must rest. When the masters need to implement their control again, the controllers will be easy to find and recruit in the next blue sky. Because the masters understand human behavior, lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. The seven deadly sins that the masters use to manipulate humans into becoming the new controllers. And keeping the rest of the ignorant population as slaves. Next video, part 25 AA, multiple meanings on the flat earth.
Next part will be made public soon. Membership to my private site is open for a limited time. See instructions on my homepage to become a member. Note, cost of membership will be increasing significantly soon. Donations welcome. Pay via PayPal to my email address. Make sure email is correct. brian.lambert33@gmail.com. All monies donated count toward the cost of membership.